Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Josh Costello is our guest, our good friend, 11-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Science of Sales Success, and he's become an energy magnet, ladies and gentlemen. He's been telling me about this for years before we talked about it on the show. He was telling me about how interested he was in helping people convert to more efficient systems and turning it into a business model, and that's what he's done. Josh, I'm proud of the way you've accomplished this, and of course for the last few years you've been giving us updates once a year or so on how things have been going. And so now what you're doing is you're showing people how if they use the system that you can put together, you're showing them how they can upgrade, and the savings annually will pay for the capitalization of the upgrades.
Exactly.
Did I say that right?
You got it. You're the perfect client.
And so, all right, so now you've got some, this is your company, it's a small business. Folks, this is a great entrepreneurial story, but now you're up against some of the big guys too, right?
Yes, we're up against Fortune 100 companies like Honeywell and
who are trying to accomplish the same thing but in a different way, right?
Yes.
So tell us about that.
The difference, Jim, is when I think for all of us as a small business, you got to look at your size. You have a very easy choice, and I think all your listeners have made this decision, is you either look at your size as a strength or a weakness. If you think it's a weakness, then you shouldn't be in a small business. If you think it's a strength, then you can really capitalize on that when you go against national companies, which are good companies, right? But the goal is you have to find your niche. And
right. One
of the things about being in the business that we are when we're going against these large companies is that we can change our business model very quickly. And one of the things that we did was we focused on three key tenets of our value proposition of what our business was going to be built around. And it was going to be built around competition, innovation, and transparency to the buyers or the taxpayers if you're doing public work. And the market has really responded well. And I know that sounds like just, you know, you don't want it to be buzzwords, but the fact of the matter, when you talk about competition, you want to give people, and this is a theme that we've always talked about, Jim, is measurable value. And that's what I love and I'm thrilled about being in this business, where you can give your customers, your clients, the ability to measure the value you're giving them and have it compare against anyone.
Well, see, you're talking about transparency, and are you saying that the big companies are not as, when they make their proposals and their pitches, they're not as transparent?
I think their business models are built around that they want to give one price to do everything, and it's hard for a client or a customer to figure out how did you come up with what are the costs.
They want to be a little more involved. They want to have a little more knowledge of the process you're going through, and you guys are providing that. Which to me, what you're saying is, see this back to what he said a minute ago, folks, about using your smallness as an advantage. That's part of your versatility. Is you're showing these people, okay, yeah, we're a smaller company, but we're giving you more information. We're letting you become part of the part of the process, and that's attractive to people, isn't it?
Right, and what we've done, Jim, is that we've identified that to have a successful energy project, there's, I think it's 46 or 47 tasks that need to be done.
Right.
We actually put them up, and we say to the client, which one of these can you do? We
right.
can do all of them.
Right.
But which one of these can do you have the skill sets and the expertise and the background to
mm-hmm.
do?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do it, it helps drive the cost down.
Right.
And it's a different way to do this type of business because mm-hmm. those 47 with larger companies, their model is built around that we have to do all 47 of them to get
right.
the result.
Right.
Ours is we'll still guarantee the results.
So what have customers, how have customers responded to your approach?
It has been overwhelming, the response and the selection. Our company being selected for really excited. We're doing the largest energy project in New Jersey.
Wow.
It's just really exciting. And a lot has to do with when you're, again, a small business, is who are your partners? Who are your? Mm-hmm. Who do you align yourself with? And I'm part, my sister companies is a company called Jingoli Construction.
But the main thing, Josh, is customers today like being informed about what they're buying.
Absolutely.
And you're giving them that component, even though everything else you do may look a lot like the big guys. This is part of your niche. I need a website quickly, Josh.
It's jdcenergyservices.com.
jdcenergyservices.com. Check that out, folks. Quick break. More to come with Josh Costell after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.